Arizona is one of five states that does not have a lieutenant governor. Right now, if the governor leaves office for whatever reason, the Secretary of State takes over. But a bill in the state legislature would change that and have the governor and new lieutenant governor run together as a ticket. The number two position would also take over the State Department of Administration. State Representative J.D. Mesnard is the bill's sponsor, and he joins me. Representative Mesnard, why try to make this change?
So this is, from my perspective, this is really just about good governance. We are one of three or four states that doesn't have a lieutenant governor. We have a very capable Secretary of State, so this isn't really looking at her in particular, and this really doesn't go into effect until after she's done anyway. But what you really need is somebody who's prepared to take over as governor should a vacancy arise. And we've had a number of situations where that has occurred, and the Secretary of State, who does an important job, but there's nothing really about that job that prepares you to be governor, has to step in a moment and assume that major role.
What is the advantage in your mind of having the governor and lieutenant governor run as a ticket versus having voters pick each of them individually?
Yeah, there's a few things that are in play. So when voters can pick them in individually, you can end up in a situation where one is one party and another is another party. So for instance, twice we've had situations where somebody who was governor died or got impeached or left, and then it switched parties, most recently when Jan Brewer took over for Janet Napolitano. And that's a huge shift in policy and regime that the voters really aren't planning for. Sure, they know it could happen, but they're not really planning for that. And so it really changes what the voters had in mind. Whereas if you have a ticket similar to where the president and the vice president run together, they know they're getting an administration. If there is a vacancy, there's going to be cohesion during that transition. It's not going to be a radical change. And it can change even if it's the same party, frankly. You get folks who don't agree with each other, and so one takes over and goes a very different direction. And that's really not what we want to see at the head of our government.
This is, as you know, an issue that's been around at the Capitol for a little while now. Why are you thinking that this bill might succeed where others haven't?
Sure. So this is a very different approach than what's been tried. You know, there was an attempt back in the 90s, and then recently, a few years ago, 2010, I believe. But this is differently structured. For one, it conceptualizes this ticket format that's similar or parallels the president, vice president, so something that people are familiar with. One of the issues as well that people don't like about lieutenant governors in other states is, what do they really do? I mean, other than wake up, check the paper to see if the governor is still alive, and if they are, they go back to bed. So this actually gives them responsibilities that are meaningful and that really expose them to the breadth of the executive branch. Department of Administration oversees payroll, a lot of regulations within government. So it's a great taste and actual responsibility given to the lieutenant governor. In addition, because they run as a ticket, it addresses the cohesion issue, where if you elect them separately, as some of these other proposals have suggested, you aren't resolving this problem of changes occurring that the voters aren't expecting.
State Representative J.D. Mesnard of Chandler is the sponsor of House Bill 2252, which would create a lieutenant governor for Arizona. The measure cleared its first legislative hurdle today. He's also the sponsor of a proposed ballot measure, which would ask voters to approve the change. It's scheduled to get its first hearing on Monday.